it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, The Bird Show.
The caller, Emily, who is joining us right now. Good morning, Emily. I'm the voice disguiser, by the way. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you doing?
Good. Emily got a more serious butt dial.
Okay.
My cousin, who's 17, accidentally called me about 10 o'clock one night, and in the background, you hear him talking about marijuana and rolling up some weed and being out of joints or something. I don't know what they were out of, but anyways, I was just wondering if I should call her out on it or not.
Well, who in the phone conversation does it sound like she's talking to? Is it like a friend or?
Well, yeah, there's another guy in the background I didn't recognize, and then there was my 14-year-old cousin.
Oh, so she's discussing
it with
somebody
else. She did it in front of the 14-year-old?
They were all there.
Was the 14-year-old participating?
That I'm not sure of. I'm knowing him, probably.
Were they actually smoking, or were they just talking about it, and maybe a friend's doing it?
That I don't know, because it went, after a couple minutes of them talking about rolling it up, it went blank. I guess, I don't know if they left the room, because she obviously had her phone on the counter.
Yeah, I would definitely talk to her, but I would take her aside one-on-one.
Now, right. Yeah, I didn't want to, confront her, but, you know, like, acting like I'm trying to be hard, you know, but, I mean, I don't have
being an adult.
Work at night.
There's no being an adult, she's still a kid, so, I don't think you're being hard on talking to her about being in front of a 14-year-old talking about marijuana. You know?
Now, who approaches her though? Does she go, or does she go to mom?
No, she goes to her by herself.
I don't want to do that.
No, you go to the teenager and you talk 1-on-1. Look, I got we got to talk for a second.
Definitely, we're the 14-year-old.
Okay, so and how old are you?
27.
So you're 27. So the 27-year-old cousin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
27-year-old cousin goes to talk to the 14-year-old. Doesn't bring mom into it.
No, talk to the 17-year-old who butt-dialed her.
Okay, talks to the 17-year-old, doesn't bring mom into it.
Mm-hmm.
A year from now, this is a bigger problem. The 27-year-old's known about it and never told mom.
Well, she needs to figure out the problem first before even talking to mom, because who knows what they were discussing or if they were even doing anything. Or if they're talking about a friend.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I think it'll be more effective for that 17-year-old if the 27-year-old cousin says, look, I got to put you aside and you've got to straighten this up.
Mm-hmm.
More so than the mom.
Say if you don't quit, then it's going to become an issue with the parents, or...
How are you going to know if they quit? See, I think, I'm on the other side of this. I think you, as the older cousin, I think you have to go to the parents. I think you can go to the kid first and go, look, this is what you did, and this is what I just want to let you know.
Well, yeah, the problem with that is their dad's not there, and their mom works at night, and, it's not real been much of a parent to them, so, I don't know how that would...
See, that's where I'm coming from, is that I feel like if something is, because that's kind of extreme, then that's a reaction to something going on. So that's why I say she goes to 17-year-old and try to, because I think if I was 17 and my 27-year-old cousin came to me because I had busted myself by butt dialing, and then I'm embarrassed by it. I mean, she's of course not your responsibility, but she's a family member. You take her side. And then, I'm not opposed to her. You saying, look, and I'm going to have to go to your mom with this. If you don't stop this right now. But my biggest concern, more so than the 17-year-old, is the 14-year-old. Is just saying you cannot. I mean, how can she bring the 14-year-old into this?
Right. That kind of bothered me.
Go ahead.
I said, and it could be a whole lot of legal trouble, because if they're in a household that is growing it, if you said that they're growing it or they're doing it in a house, that could be, they could get busted for that in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, or they could just get busted at the house and then get her mom arrested or.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, Mike, do you do anything else that's parenting wise with them? Like you said, the mom works nights or whatever. Like, do they ever come to you for rides to places or anything
No, she's got her own car. She knows that she can talk to me if she needs to. It's not saying that she has before. I hang out with her and try to be there when they need it. But they're very, the past year really kind of changed. They used to be real outgoing and want to hang out. Now they're like, won't ever call you back or don't want to see anybody and just kind of act real strange. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them.
Hold on. We'll get some advice from you from Bird Show listener Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Lisa?
Hey, how are you?
Yes, hello.
Oh, yeah. Somebody is not happy with you being on the phone with Q100 right now.
I'm sorry?
I just heard a baby screaming in the background or something. How are you?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. That's my two-year-old.
What's going on?
Yes, I just had some advice for the caller.
Sure,
yeah,
go ahead.
I went through this with my brother, who is 17 years younger than I am. I'm 35.
Uh-huh.
And he had a friend that was into some really bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to my parents, and he did not speak to me for a while.
Did you go to him first, though?
He actually was the one who told me about the problem,
mm-hmm.
and no, I didn't go to him, because I thought it was my responsibility, because the way he spoke about it, he was speaking about it as sort of... It was sort of, the guy was a drug dealer, and he was sort of almost bragging about how the guy was getting away with this at school, mm-hmm. and how, oh, you know, authority, you know, the authority figures in his life were all snowed, and
right.
I just knew that, you know, his attitude was sort of,
yeah, it was serious.
What's the word
serious.
I'm trying to,
well, it was serious
say?
Enough.
His attitude, he was sort of romanticizing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I see, my point about going to a 17-year-old is 1 year away from what you, from what a lot of people consider an adult.
Well, so legally an adult.
Correct. And so that's what I'm saying is like, you know, you can't treat them like they're 10 at one moment and then say you got to be out on your own. That's why right. I say you go to the 17-year-old and you say, I'm giving you the opportunity first to straighten this out. But if you, you yeah. know, and then mm-hmm. check, and then you got to still be involved in her life and then check back in and then say, or I'm going to your mom. Your mom has to know about this if you don't straighten this up, because you're exposing the 14-year-old to it. And that's absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A 17-year-old still is a 17-year-old, and they need an adult, you know, to come in and talk to them. Mm-hmm. But if you just leave them on their own, I don't know. I just feel like she might listen to you more so than a mom coming home and, you know, punishing her immediately.
Yeah, well, hey, Mary, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi, a friend of mine actually does this. Go to the drugstore, get some urine test, and mm-hmm. tell both the 14-year-old and the 17-year-old mm-hmm. that they have to do a urine test, and if they refuse it, then you'll go straight to mom, and then tell them that randomly you'll come along and do another urine test. And anytime they test positive, you're going to mom.
And
well, I mean, seriously, like, if you know, to me, I don't think it's harsh. I think if you go to the 17-year-old, say you have a chance to stop this, then the urine test is the second conversation you have.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to mom.
That would have to be the second conversation, not the first.
Yeah.
Because
it's
the first confrontation.
The reality is, if they get busted with this by school, by police officers, by other parents, they're not going to get one, two, three chances.
Well,
they get one.
When also the 14-year-old shouldn't be smoking pot, so
exactly.
you don't even know if the 14's smoking pot or not. You know,
well, legally
well, that's
the 17-year-old
urine test to find out.
The 17-year-old shouldn't be either.
Well, legally,
nobody can.
A 40-year-old shouldn't.
Right,
be.
But I'm right, saying like right. you can't. I feel like you're making it the 14-year-old is the big problem here. The reality is the 17-year-old is still a minor, still living at the parents' house, gets busted for it. The mom is the one. Mom can get in trouble for that.
Well, it should be the same with alcohol.
And legally, I almost wonder if, well, it is the same with alcohol. Like if you're mm-hmm. under 21 and you're in parents' care and you get in trouble,
but we,
the adult gets in trouble.
But I don't think our attitude toward it would be the same. If a 17-year-old got busted with beer, then we wouldn't be like, well, go straight to the mom with this, you know. We would say, no, just tell him that you're going to have to just...
No, I think I would. Yeah. Because my thing is, from a legal point of view, just mm-hmm. a basic legal point of view, the mom is still responsible for that 17-year-old. And I think by this cousin knowing about it, and if the cousin handles it without bringing the mom into it, I'm wondering what sort of legal liability she's putting herself under.
If she doesn't mm-hmm. possess anything, she won't have any legal liability. I just think that I trying to be realistic from a teenager standpoint mm-hmm. that she comes in as somebody who's older but not a parent and tries to start the conversation, but if it doesn't work, then go to the parent. I think I'm just trying to be realistic from teenagers.
Realistic, but then I'm just from a
mm-hmm. no,
purely logical
right.
point of view.
You're absolutely right.
If she doesn't say anything to the mom
mm-hmm.
and the 17-year-old gets high and burns the house down, say, mm-hmm. chance of it happening is 1%. But if it does,
right,
then this woman might have some legal responsibility, or at least that's the end of the family. Hey, Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Oh, good. Hold on. Let me get you off the voice assessor. Okay, go ahead, Taylor.
Okay, I feel I'm a younger cousin and I'm an older cousin. Okay. And I have to say, I feel that the cousin should just speak with the teenager, the 17-year-old, only because even if she goes to the mother, who's to say is going to be able to do anything? The mother works nights. So she's not going to be able to monitor her child as if she were to work days. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the cousin could still take her younger cousin to confidence and be like, look, this isn't right. You're a bad influence on your younger brother, da-da-da-da-da. But as a younger cousin, I feel I would respect my older cousin for coming to me like an adult and being like, look, we need to cut to the chase. This is what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? At least give her the opportunity to show herself as an adult, show herself as a role model. And then if she decides, like, oh, well, then that's when you take it to another level. But still give that person the opportunity to be the adult that she's about to become. Mm-hmm. You can't always run to mom. What's going to happen when she does turn 18? Right. I mean, her mom could sit here and say what? Oh, okay, stop smoking. But who's to say she's going to stop? And, yeah, the mom doesn't. I mean, I had a juvenile record. My mom was, my mom wasn't liable for if I screwed up. I went to juvenile hall, not my mom. You know what I'm saying? So if she gets caught with pot, she's going to be the one to go to jail, not her mom.
Right. And it seems like your cousin needs the guidance, too, especially if mom's not around during the day. She could probably use somebody to talk to and probably, I mean, she's getting into recreational activities because there is nobody there. So maybe if you step in and just have that time to talk to her, even during the week, like once a week, I mean, this might not go on either.
Yeah, I figure she'd be more honest with me than if I went to her mom.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's going to end up going to be both. Mm-hmm. But, my suggestion is to talk to her first and let her know what happened. And then she got busted.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. Casey, you'll be the last phone call we take. Go ahead, Casey.
I just want to say I'm a parent of a 17-year-old, uh-huh. and I was a single mom for many, many, many years. Uh-huh. And he does smoke pot. She needs to give the parent the benefit of the doubt. This is a lot more serious than what you guys are giving it credit for. You're saying that the caller said that the nephew was withdrawn and not acting the same. Those are symptoms of smoking pot. Who's to say when you go and talk to her, if you don't hang out with her on a regular basis, she is not going to be honest with you guys. She is going to lie, and she is going to keep doing it.
But what about the symptom of the fact that she has no parents around? So by going to the parents, that doesn't change her home situation, but by being
a cousin... Well, you're talking about a parent. Yeah, she's not around, but that doesn't mean she doesn't care and she's not doing the best she can.
No,
to give her the heads up that, hey, maybe she doesn't have a clue. Maybe she didn't smoke pot and she doesn't know to look for things. If she's there, even during the day, or she can look out if the kids are skipping school or if they're, you know, not getting good grades, you need to talk to both of them. I don't think you should just talk to the kid. The kid is going to lie.
She's not going
to, especially if they want to do drugs.
I don't think she's going to lie to the cousin. You know, I think she'll lie to the mama.
Yeah, she can't lie. Well, it's on voicemail. She's got it on record. I mean, she's got the entire conversation.
She can lie and say, oh, yeah, we tried it and we didn't like it. No, so, I won't do it anymore.
She would say the same thing. She would say the same thing to the mama.
My son was the last person I ever expected to even try something like that, because we've had a lot of experience with it in my family, and he's the biggest advocate for it.
But who's you to know? Say, like Melissa's trying to say, who's to say she's not going to lie to her mom?
She would lie to her mom too.
Right, but her mom is the one who is accountable for that child.
Yeah.
She deserves the chance. I agree with Jeff. She deserves the chance, it's her responsibility to let that parent know. And then she can still stay on top of the niece or still do the best she can to be in her life and try to help her. But the parent deserves the right to know as well. She needs to be given the heads up. And if she wants to look for the signs, she can. She's there with them every day. She's the one the school's going to call. She's the one that's going to be there when the kids are failing and she doesn't know why. I think definitely the mom needs to know.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that from a parent's perspective. You want the parent to know, but I just think let's not all forget what it was like to be a teenager.
Right, but I think, Melissa, you would be the first one, if you had a 17-year-old who was doing anything shady, whether it was drugs, whether it was sneaking out and using your car, whether it was whatever, doing something while you came in here and did the morning radio show, because you'll definitely be doing this in 20 years when you might have a 17-year-old.
Crap. Yeah, I mean, yes, of course.
So doing that, I couldn't even imagine how infuriated you would be if a cousin or someone else in your life took it upon themselves to handle an issue with your child.
A 17
that didn't,
no,
and didn't tell you about it.
You're wrong. You're wrong. A 17-year-old that's about to graduate high school, if my sister or their cousin came to them and said, you better straighten up before mom finds out, you know what? That's being a teenager.
And
I would be mad at the child, but I wouldn't be mad at the family member for trying to intervene in our family.
Right, and if it doesn't help?
If it doesn't help, they come to me. That's what I told her to do. I did not tell her not to go to the mom. I told her to go to the mom if the child didn't straighten up. But if a 17-year-old screwing up, she's not going to straighten up in 1 year.
Yeah.
She's not.
We have to agree to disagree because I think, number one, I think that you
running straight to the parent is not going to cure her of pot.
I don't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. But I think as a parent, until that kid is 18 and then while you're still paying their bills, you are entitled to know. So,
she may
Emily,
not be entitled.
Glad to help. 50, you are. You are entitled.
Maybe it's, not this parent.
It's not an option. It's not a maybe this parent, maybe not this parent. Carl.
My only advice is to go to the 17-year-old first and say, look, you just got busted, honey, and you got to decide what you're going to do. And that's all I said. I didn't say not to go to the parent eventually.
I love it when Carl walks in here. Emily, glad to give you some advice that's 50-50. As we always do on the show. Carl, please agree with me.
I go through this all the time. I got a bunch of nephews, and we're going through the same thing actually right now. My advice to you would be is I go to my sister. I tell my sister what's going on, but I tell her, how do you think that she wants me to handle it? So I'll go to my sister, tell her that you know your son is doing whatever. What do you think the best way I should handle the situation? And so I'll bump ideas off of her, and if it doesn't sound like something that I think will be beneficial, because you said, Melissa, going to the parents, he's not going to stop doing it. Matter of fact, he's like, whatever. So I would normally go to my sister and ask her how she would think to handle it.
Carl, scale of 1 to 10, how mad would you be if somebody in your family handled something serious with your kids and never told you about it?
Oh, I'm pissed, man. I definitely need to know. Let me know. Let me be the one to fight. Mm-hmm.
But the parent also needs to take the responsibility for the fact that their teenager's alone and doing pot because they're not there.
Right.
Totally.
So
as
long as the parent understands one of the reasons your child is the way they are is because of you, then everything's fine.
Doesn't matter if we're all here or half of us are gone, we still get you advice that's right down the middle. 50-50.
The Bert Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.